now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast, starting my day out heart healthy with my oatmeal on my sideboard and ready to share my excitement with everyone ready to listen. While I got your attention, I want to remind everyone that you can join KUC in honoring KYUK rather, in honoring KUC's 2020 graduating class this Friday, May 1st at 1:30 p.m. on KYUK 640 a.m. Joining me this morning is our own Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady. UAF Kuskokwim University Campus awards a part-time Student of the Year award, and this year that award goes to Chelsea Hoffman. Chelsea is earning an Associates of Arts in Human Services with a career goal of becoming a drug and alcohol counselor. She graduated from Bethel Regional High School in 2005 and is now in her second semester of college at KUC. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Chelsea, you are raising two young daughters, working part-time, managing sobriety, going to college part-time, and opening up a business. That's a lot. And how do you manage all those moving parts?
Well, I guess first off, I have a really good support system. I'm really lucky and blessed to have a family that supports me through everything, the good, the bad. I practice a lot of self-care. I see a counselor. I make sure I go to my NA meetings. Well, before Corona, of course, but now it's telephonically over the phone, and it's a little different, but same kind of thing. So I make sure I keep up with that also.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have to say to people who are also raising young kids, working, managing sobriety, who also want to go back to school?
I would have to say if I could do it, anybody could do it. I didn't think I would. I knew I always would go back to school. I just didn't know when. Obviously, after I got sober and my head was clear, it just happened so easily. Like, it just happened so perfectly. I enrolled. KUC has been great, too. But if I could do it, anybody could do it. So if you're thinking about going back to school, if you're a busy working parent or anything, I say just do it. Just don't even think about it. Just do it.
And congratulations on your award as part-time student of the year for KUC. You are now taking your final two exams of the semester this week. How's that going?
I actually thought about it the second I woke up this morning. I'm like, okay, two more exams. It will be much better after I am done taking them. But nonetheless, like, it's been great. I have no complaints. School's been, it's been so amazing. I've loved, you know, I feel like compared to when I went to school back in 2005 when I was a little bit younger, I feel like now it's so much more enjoyable. I surprisingly look forward to it. The teachers have been amazing, so that's made it even more easy. You know, the staff at KUC, they've made it super easy, and they're all so amazing over there, and they just want you to succeed, so they help you every step, and I'm just super thankful for them. So, it's going to be even better once I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck on those final exams.
Thank you.
And now that we're in this coronavirus pandemic, many people, students are switching to online classes for the first time, but you were doing online classes before this pandemic began, and you've said that online classes are a great way for working parents to go back to school. Tell me more about that.
Well, for me, I mean, like you said, I have two daughters. One is two. Emma's two. Gwendolyn's 10. My fiance, Teddy, he works full-time, you know, and I'm working part-time. I'm, like I said, going to school and opening up a business. So for me, the convenience of going to school online, it just works around our schedules. When I'm, you know, going to school, my fiance is off, so he's taking care of the kids. Also, going back to my support system, my mom, I'm super, super blessed and lucky. My mom watches my baby, watches Emma while I work and I go to school while Teddy can't. So in that sense, you know, it's made it easier. But also back to the convenience. Like, it's just convenient. Going to school online, I get to create my own schedule. I block off certain days of the week. The class that I call into, it is over the phone. So, and that's in the evening. The other class is online strictly. So I just create my own schedule all together. So it's super convenient. I'm just so glad that that's an option, because if it wasn't, I probably wouldn't have gone back to school, I'm sure. So, no, it's super convenient, and I encourage anybody who's even thinking about it to just enroll.
Mm-hmm. And you're earning an Associate's of Arts in Human Services, mm-hmm. with the career goal of becoming a drug and alcohol counselor. Why is that your goal?
So long story short, back when I was in junior high, I think it was, or maybe early high school years, I think it was junior high, I ended up talking to Megan Crow. She is such an awesome, inspiring woman. I don't even know if she knows she's the reason why I chose to go into social work, but I had to talk to her. And I went in kind of feeling down, just like emotionally kind of, you know, confused somewhat. And I left her office with a sense of calm and peace. And like that second, the second I walked out, I knew instantly what I wanted to do. I wanted to go into social work. But obviously, fast forward 10 years, going through what I went through with my sobriety and addiction, I definitely want to give back to my peers and the people that have helped me so much throughout my journey. You know, the people at PATC, Thor Williams was one of them. I now want to be a drug and alcohol counselor. So it started off by seeing Megan, and fast forwarding to now, now I know exactly drug and alcohol counseling, so I could give back to my community that has given me so much during a time that I needed it the most.
Mm-hmm. And Megan Crow is a social worker at LKSD, correct?
Yeah, she is actually, I think she's the director, whatever, the head social worker for Bethel, the high school. Sorry, I can't even think right now. The high school. Or no, she's mm-hmm. at the district office now.
And as of February, you are 3 years sober. How are you managing sobriety during the coronavirus pandemic when the in-person Narcotics Anonymous meetings aren't able to gather together?
How am I managing? I guess it all falls back on, like, my support system. Like I told you last night, I'm just one person. I have so many wonderful, loving, supportive people behind me and in my corner. I have my parents, my mom and dad, obviously my fiance, my two children who wake me up every day and make me want to be a better person than the day before. And then everybody in the community has been amazing too. I love my community. So NA meetings are over the phone now. They're like telephonically, which is, a change, but also not really. I guess you just have to really, being an addict, you just have to make the effort. It's about choices. You wake up every day and you make the choice to pick up the phone, to go to a meeting, to go to a counselor, to make sure that your mind and you're emotionally, physically, mentally in the right state of mind. And it takes a choice and the effort to do that. So it's all about choices, and you just have to want it. And if you do, you'll be successful, just like me. But like anything else, it takes work, and it's not easy, but that's life. And life is not easy. You will hit difficult times, but as long as you keep going and you're positive, like me, you will do it. And I know if I could do it, like I said, anybody else could do it too.
And while you are going to school and raising two daughters and working, you also are starting to open up your own business. You recently received a Best in the West small business grant to open a cleaning business called The Clean Sweep. Congratulations on that. And tell me about this business.
Well, so I've been lucky enough to, Teddy's always had a full-time job. That's what I love most about him. He is a super, super hard worker, great work ethic. I've always been able to stay at home once we had kids to raise our children, and kind of work part-time jobs. And that's where the cleaning comes in. I've always cleaned on the side, cleaning jobs. Started off cleaning my bachelor uncle's home. So, hey, if I could do that, I could do anything now. any job is a piece of cake now. No, I love my uncles. They're the best. But shout out to them. But, no, we decided to finally do it this year, and we took part in the Best in the West, and that was amazing. Renee Athanas and them over there, they're super supportive, and they definitely guide you in the right direction. They give you amazing tools to help you along the way. So yeah, the clean sweep will be up and running shortly. So look out for that, and I'll definitely have a Facebook page, and hopefully people will be able to get a hold of me through that. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. We are super excited and feel really blessed to be chosen. So thank you for that.
And people who are interested in hiring you for cleaning services, is the clean sweep for houses or businesses or what sort of facilities?
Good question. So it's home cleaning. It's also commercial cleaning. So I guess it's like a mix of everything. I don't exclude anything. I could clean anything. So, no, it's homes, private homes, commercial buildings, you name it. We're down. So, yes, any cleaning jobs pretty much.
And when do you expect to open up?
I would say roughly like a month or two. This coronavirus has definitely like slowed down the process. Nonetheless, it's still like in motion. So probably within the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. So you're waiting for the coronavirus pandemic and some of the distancing requirements to ease before you're able to start entering buildings?
Well, not that. That's not really an issue. The buildings that I clean currently, there's not many people anyway, so that's not the problem. The issue has been the funding, the distancing has caused issues with the funding and that's just taking a little bit longer. So that's just what we're kind of waiting for.
Mm-hmm. I imagine also cleaning supplies might be harder to get during this time.
That's true. Clorox is definitely like a hot necessity right now. So, yeah, no, Clorox is hard to find right now. But, hey, we got a stockpile, so we're good to go.
Well, Chelsea Hoffman, congratulations on your award as part-time student of the year for UAF's Kuskokwim University campus, and congratulations on your Best in the West Small Business Grant for opening up your cleaning business, The Clean Sweep, that'll open up this summer, and all the best on your two final exams this week.
Thank you so much for having me, and I just wanted to thank everybody that's supporting me and has supported me. I appreciate everybody, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chelsea Hoffman. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Grady, back to you.
Have an excellent morning, Anna Rose. And listeners, I don't want you to forget that you can tune in this Friday at 1:30 p.m. because KYUK will be honoring KUC's 2020 graduating class at 1:30 p.m. this Friday on 6:40 a.m. with a special presentation for the graduates. That's about all I got, other than telling you guys what the most important thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.